Welcome back. Today's verse is one of the most famous definitions of faith in all of Scripture. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Think about that for a second. Faith isn't wishful thinking. It's having confidence in what we can't yet touch or see. Let me ask you this. How strong is your faith when the outcome isn't clear? Faith is the foundation of our walk with God. You can't please God without it. Hebrews 11:6 even says that. Faith is what anchors us when life feels uncertain. When the world says, "See it, then believe it," God says, "Believe it, and then you'll see it." That's what separates biblical faith from just optimism. Faith is not blind. It's based on the promises and character of God. Hebrews 11 is often called the Hall of Faith because it's like a record book of people who trusted God against all odds. Let's look at a few. We have Abel. He offered God a better sacrifice than Cain. Why? Because he believed God deserved the best, not leftovers. His faith spoke louder than his gift. And Scripture says even though Abel is dead, his faith still speaks today. Next we have Noah. Imagine this. God tells you to build a massive ark because a flood is coming. Up until that time, people had never seen rain like that. To his neighbors, Noah must have looked crazy. But Noah trusted God's warning, obeyed, and his family was saved. Faith moved him to act when there was no visible proof. Next we have Abraham. He left his homeland, his comfort, and everything familiar, simply because God told him to. He didn't know the destination, just the promise. Later he believed God for a son, even when he and Sarah were far too old. When God tested him with Isaac, Abraham trusted God could even raise the dead if necessary. And then we have Moses. Born into privilege in Pharaoh's household, he could have chosen riches and comfort, but by faith, he chose to identify with God's people. Even though it meant hardship, he trusted God enough to confront Pharaoh to lead Israel out of Egypt and to walk straight into the Red Sea, believing God would make a way. Common thread? None of them had all the details. They didn't wait for the perfect clarity. They trusted God's word even when circumstances screamed the opposite. Here's the key. Faith is never passive. It's not just believing in your heart. It's letting that belief move you to obedience. Faith moves us from comfort into action. Maybe right now you're waiting on something, an answer, a breakthrough, direction for the future. Faith doesn't ignore reality, but it looks beyond it to God's promises. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." When life is uncertain, your faith becomes the anchor. It reminds you that God is faithful, even when you don't see the full picture. So here's my challenge. This week, step out in faith. Do one thing that requires you to trust God beyond what you can see. Pray boldly. Share the gospel with someone. Take that step that God has been nudging you toward. Remember, faith isn't just hoping. It's substance and evidence. Trust that what God has promised, He will fulfill. Let's live this week as people of faith, the kind of faith that pleases God and points others towards Him. Thanks for tuning in.